Hi, this is Alan Chartok in the Congressional Corner with Congressman Anthony Brindisi. Congressman, let me start with you about the National Defense Authorization Act. How important is it?
It's very important. This is the bill that authorizes the spending on our national defense. It touches many areas of our country. We passed last week with overwhelming support the House version of the National Defense Authorization Act. There were several things that were included in the legislation that I pushed for. I actually had five amendments that were pushed in this bill. One is what is called the Fentanyl Sanctions Act. That's a bill that I took the lead on, which imposes sanctions on drug manufacturers who knowingly provide synthetic opioids to traffickers and other criminal organizations, and then that ends up on our streets in upstate New York. And I can tell you, in the district that I represent, we've had a big spike in opioid-related deaths related to fentanyl. So this is important to crack down on some of those manufacturers overseas who are working with drug traffickers. I pushed for another amendment which would affect the Air Force Research Laboratory in Rome. They are a major employer in Rome, New York, also providing cutting-edge research and development around cybersecurity and making sure we're safe here on the home front, but also making sure that our warfighters overseas are prepared and equipped with the latest technology. So we passed an amendment that I led authorizing $10 million to establish a Quantum Information Science Innovation Center in the Air Force. We also passed some other things that have been priorities I've been hearing about. There's a big spike in veteran-related suicide that's been happening around our country. A lot of the problems that I've been hearing about as a member of the Veterans Affairs Committee is just the gaps in treatment and the gaps that are happening between when a service member leaves active duty and transitions over to the Veterans Affairs. So another amendment we put in here was to require service members to get mental health care assessments every 6 months when they're in the military so we can better track them and make sure they're getting services that they desperately need once they are out of the military.
So let me ask you a difficult political science-y sort of question.
Okay.
You had a tough race. You're in a purple district. Do you get the speaker's ear and the ear of others in a way that the people who come from safe districts don't?
I would say that she's very good about reaching out to members all across the country, no matter where you come from. And, you know, being a part of some of the caucuses I'm involved in, I do have a chance from time to time to talk to the speaker and relay priorities that are important to the district that I represent. I don't think she gives more preference to members in tough districts than she would to members who come from true blue districts. But the stuff we've been able to get done really over the first 6 months that I've been in office is more of a testament to the hard work of our staff here in this office and my lobbying efforts on the floor with other members trying to get amendments adopted or bills passed. So you can be a very effective member of Congress if you work at it and you have the right staff in place who is responsive to the needs of your community and also responsive and works with staff here in Washington to get things included in these big appropriations or authorization bills.
So I want to go back to something we were just talking about, which is, you know, basically, can you get stuff for your district? One of the big issues, of course, is the Rome Lab, the Air Force Research Laboratory facility, which could face a funding shortfall if money is used to build a border wall with Mexico instead.
Right. Yeah.
Well, what do you say about that?
Well, that would be very bad for Rome Lab and other military-based construction that's happening throughout the country. If you recall, when the president declared this national emergency at the southern border, he indicated that he was going to take funding away from a couple different areas to help construct a border wall along the southern border. One of those areas is what's called military base construction funding. This is money that's already actually been appropriated in previous years to help build It goes towards all kinds of things. It can be used for military base housing. It can be used for upgrades or other construction or capital related costs at military bases. It can be used to install new perimeter security measures at bases. And one area that I'm concerned about representing Rome, New York, is having the Air Force Research Laboratory in the district. They were awarded money in previous years to construct new perimeter security around the Air Force Research Lab there to make it more secure. It's very important for this facility to have this security in place because they are doing, as I said earlier, a lot of research and development around our nation's cybersecurity efforts, and it's important that that facility be secure. The funding is in jeopardy because of the president's declaration to take this military-based construction money to use it for a border wall. Fortunately, in our National Defense Authorization Act, we included language in there that says he cannot do this. And this is really, you're seeing Republicans also who are very concerned to have bases in their district who don't want to see this money go to use for a border wall. So that's something that is included in our version of the NDAA.
How would you characterize the immigrant population within the district and, frankly, the undocumented part of that? And what's the reaction of your district to the kinds of inflammatory stuff that the president is putting out there?
Well, there's been a lot of pushback, and I think some of the president's rhetoric has not been helpful. I've always felt, as a public servant, it's our job to try and unite the country, not divide the country. And I do believe some of the president's rhetoric around this issue has been meant to divide the country, which at a time when we're already divided enough on our own, we don't need anyone in elected office helping to really fan those flames. You know, our district probably doesn't have a large undocumented population, but it is a district that has a very rich tradition of being welcoming to immigrants and refugees from throughout the world. I can tell you, living in the city of Utica as I do, and having watched over the past 30 years the contributions that immigrants and refugees have made to the city of Utica and surrounding area, we are very proud of that tradition there and are very welcoming of immigrants. Obviously, you got to have strong borders, and you want to make sure you're not letting people into the country who want to do us harm. But as someone as myself, who's the grandchild of immigrants, they play an important role in our communities. Utica has had a great success with refugees settling in the city there, and so much so it's been named the town that loves refugees. Those refugees are providing a great economic benefit to the region, and if you talk to, you know, farmers, people in agriculture, we need more migrant labor to work on farms. You need folks in the construction and hospitality industry. You need highly skilled immigrants to work in our colleges and universities. So there's a place for immigrants, and there's also a place for strong borders and national security, and the two don't have to be in conflict with each other.
Anthony Brindisi, before I let you go, does anybody ever say they hear you on public radio?
They do. I get many comments. Actually, once these are posted, then you start seeing it light up on Facebook that I was on, and we enjoy seeing that.
It's always great to have Congressman Anthony Brindisi, first-term Democrat from New York's 22nd District, with us. We so appreciate your being here, Anthony. When we come back, we have one more time. We're going to be talking. I got lots of more questions for you.
Well, thank you, Alan. It's great to be with you.